morning. Welcome to Garden Talk on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Here we are, December 21st. I'm Jay. We got the whole gang. Morning, Rick.
That sounded better than me singing it.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, Christmas tree.
Yeah, I don't know. Jill here, too. Yeah. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Rick's not the karaoke kind of guy, is he?
No, but maybe you are, Jay.
I like to sing.
You do singing.
I like to sing. Yeah,
you've been involved with the
Fireside Singers, not this year, but previous years before and stuff like that. Yeah, yeah. In fact, the show was just like a couple days ago.
It's concert season here in Saskatoon. Mm-hmm. So there's been stuff happening all over the city.
Next break, I'll be your director.
Okay. Directing traffic, you mean? Yeah. All right. Welcome to the show. This is our last show before Christmas. Yes. Wow, we're here already. Can you believe that? It's the 21st, so just 4 days to go. Yes. That flew by, didn't it?
So fast.
Like, whoa.
Yep. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Yes. Yeah, we won't get to say that. Sometimes we get a lot closer than this to Christmas, you know, with where our show lands. But this year just is where it is. So, this is great. We invite you to give us a call. Give us a text. 1-877-332-8255. I think this show right around Christmas, we always like to sort of share some of those Christmas traditions and things like that. And, you know, if you've got some great Christmas memories you want to share over the air or wish somebody a Merry Christmas, let's do that.
Or your favorite Christmas gardening gift.
Well, that's a good one, sure. Yep. Yeah, why not? So what's coming up for you guys for Christmas? What's the plans?
It's kind of quiet a little bit.
Kind of quiet?
On December 24th, then the whole gang comes over. Right?
The whole gang?
The whole gang. Well, yeah, almost the whole gang. My son's still in Kelowna. He's not coming this way this year, and we were just there for a month, and it's otherwise.
But there is a festivity coming up before Christmas, and tomorrow is my dad's 65th birthday.
Woo! Holy happy birthday,
happy
Rick.
Happy birthday, Dad.
I can officially go fishing without a license starting tomorrow.
We were coming in.
Cheap
and
coffee.
I said, Dad, can you do the stairs today? And he's like, yeah, why couldn't I? I said, because you're going to be 65 tomorrow.
Then I was going to get my son. I was going to go back down to get my glasses, and she says, I can go get that for you.
He goes, why? And I said, because you're going to be 65 tomorrow.
So it starts.
You're going to be like my father-in-law says, now he works for the government, right? Yeah. Paycheck comes from the government. Yeah. So that's right. Yeah.
So Dad's going to do some celebrating at the cabin with a couple of his friends. They're coming out and have some festivities.
Oh, that'll be fun. Awesome. Yeah. That's great. So you're kind of retired, Rick. Sort of.
Sort of. Building a board. I do special projects now. I liked in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Building a boardroom at the garden center right now. So
for anybody who knows Rick, he can't really sit still. Like this hour or 2 hours is probably the best you get out of him. Hey, like,
yeah,
when you're doing garden talk.
I actually did ask him. I said, so actually, I think someone said, so does this mean that you're going to retire from garden talk? And my mom looks at him. And he's like, he's never giving up garden talk. He loves it.
That's good. Awesome. Well, it looks like we may have a text here all out already. Let's just what's a question. It's a good question. As we know, we talked about Christmas traditions. You can tell us about those or what's going on, but you can also ask us questions like always. This is a text that's just rolled in, and it is from Pat, I believe, just outside of Saskatoon. My Christmas cactus broke off a huge stem in the middle. Can I save the stem somehow?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You just want to take that stem and make sure it's got a clean cut right underneath a node, which is the round part on the bottom of the Christmas cactus that broke off. So there's usually a round part and then the spiky top part.
Yeah, okay. They're kind of in like sections like that.
Yeah, sections. And just let it callus over for maybe 24 hours. Just set it out on the counter.
Just lay it on the side.
And then just stick it into the soil. As easy as that.
That's it.
And just keep the soil like evenly moist. You don't want to keep it too wet, and it will start to root for you.
Well, that's it.
That's it.
So it's in the same family like a succulent you can do this with,
exactly.
A cactus you can do this with, right? It works for all that stuff.
And if it's a longer branch with multiple nodes, you can break those nodes apart at each node, and you can do the same thing, and you can make multiple spots, so you can put them in the pot so the pot looks fuller and it's not just one stick coming out.
I was going to say exactly the same thing, because we had it's a succulent, not a Christmas cactus, but we had a succulent recently that was just ugly. Mm-hmm. Man, was it getting ugly. And we broke off all the tops and all new soil, we could have used this old soil, but it was so full of roots that you really couldn't do anything with it. And just planted all the tops, probably like maybe 6 or 7 of them.
Yeah.
And now the pot is just nice and full and everything's happy again. It's not woody and crooked and twisted and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, with your succulents, it's good to do that every once in a while. I find when we bring them indoors, they start stretching for the sunlight, so they get a little bit lanky. Mm. So cutting them off and restarting them is a good idea.
Yeah, or any time it just is ugly.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Ours are all indoor succulents. They've been around just in pots on the windowsill.
Yeah.
But they go through cycles. Like they follow the sun in the south window of our house too. So
nice.
Yeah.
Or this Christmas cactus that you've had in the family forever.
Right.
Now you can make little babies. You know, start a whole bunch of little 4-inch pots and stick some cuttings into it, and then you can pass them off to the family.
That's a good idea.
Keeps going.
Yeah.
So once she's sort of got it started and said, hey, I can do this, now you can start giving them as a gift because you know how to propagate them.
There you go. So Pat or Eva, I'm not sure which one it's from. It's kind of two people who text from the same number, but either way, hope that works out for you. 1-877-332-8255. I've got all kinds of family stuff going on coming up, so it's good. It's going to be great. We have some friends we do a Christmas Eve brunch with, so we got that day off, and we're getting together with them and my parents for Christmas Eve, my sister's place Christmas Day, then over to my in-laws' place, my wife's family for Boxing Day, kind of doing Christmas with them as well. So it's going to be like 1, 2, 3, probably 4 days solid eating, I'm thinking.
You're going to be rolling you.
They'll be rolling me out. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Next Sunday, let's see, Jay.
Yeah.
Here comes Santa Claus.
Hitting the gym. That's right. Hitting the gym. So it'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah, just bring your 2-wheel box mover along, right?
Yeah. The cart.
The cart.
Exactly. What's going on in the garden center right now?
Well, right now, I feel like everybody's picking up those last minute hostess gifts. We're getting lots of questions about maybe a Christmas tree that has maybe dried out a little bit. So that's happening. And Rick has been mentioning best thing for that is maybe take a drill with a bit and just sort of drill underneath the water line to sort of let it soak up.
As long as you catch it right away. Like if it's totally dried up already, then just don't touch it.
That's so, right. Yeah.
Right. Just leave it alone. It'll be fine. But if it's just stopped just now hucking up water, then just put some new holes into it.
Okay.
Poinsettias, just make sure that you're wrapping your plants well. A lot of times we'll take them home from the store and enjoy them on our table for a couple days because we don't have the event coming up for a couple days. So make sure you save that wrapping.
Yes.
And then wrap them back up to go to the next event, because as soon as it hits, like even -5,
yep.
You bring them outside even for 10 seconds, just that run to the car, it's too much. Those cells will burst on those plants. So
at how cold it is right now, it wouldn't take long at all.
No. Well, that's just it. It's pretty cold.
It's
a
seconds thing. It's not I can just run them right out. If you don't have the wrapping, a Rubbermaid container or a sheet.
Cardboard box, anything.
Throw a sheet around the plant and then put a garbage bag around it. That works really well.
I'm thinking like a cooler, like your camping cooler from the summer is insulated, right?
Exactly.
But if you can do the opposite, you can keep it warm in there, right?
Yeah. So. Just make sure you support the pot, because the top is usually bigger than the pot, so that it doesn't flip over on you.
Right,
you know,
right? Yeah.
Put some blankets or towels in there to hold it in upright
in place.
It might not be a bad idea, because I know a lot of Christmas gift-giving time, and it's impulse buying, right? And so you walk into the grocery store, and you might not anticipate that you wanted to buy that thing that you're going to buy. So maybe throw a pillowcase or a sheet into the backseat of your car, just so that, hey, you know what? I'm going into the city, or I'm going out shopping, and I didn't think I was going to buy that, but hey, now you're prepared.
If you have that cooler in your car anyways, I mean, then if you're picking up even lettuce or anything else for the grocery store, right, then you can throw it in that. Right, because sometimes you're going to go on shopping for the day, right? And then, unless you don't plan to do it on the way home or whatever, but if it works out, you can just put the lettuce into the cooler, and then it won't freeze on you either.
That's right.
Because it works the opposite way, right?
Yeah, as well. Exactly.
So lots of questions about that. It's fungus gnat season again, so people are coming and trying to figure out how to get rid of the fungus gnats, whether they're using the sticky sticks or putting a potato or apple on the top of the soil and allowing those larvae to come to the surface, or also picking up some nematodes. Nematodes are back in stock, so nematodes are a beneficial insect.
We're going to take a break. We'll talk about how those work, what to do with them, and what that's all about when we get back, as well as we've got a Christmas cactus text again, awesome. But from Daryl this time. So we'll answer that in a moment, too. I'm Jay with Jill and Rick. You're listening to Garden Talk on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
The holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the world, the holly bears the crown.
Oh, yeah, bring it home, Bing. There we go. Holly and the Ivy from Bing Crosby from the 40s or 50s. I love old Christmas music like that. Welcome back to Garden Talk. I'm Jay with Jill and Rick.
When I was in Kelowna, there was wild holly growing in on the rocks and that kind of stuff around the area where I was staying. Mm. And so that was kind of cool. It was just growing wild.
That's amazing. Okay, yep. So if there's any place to get holly or ivy, it would be Dutch Growers. Do you guys have any right now?
We do not have
anymore?
Any right now.
Oh, man. So it flew off the shelves, yeah. Basically. Okay, yeah. So is there any like special, when you buy holly or ivy, do you buy them as cut plants, like cut flowers, or do you buy as a pot, like
well, the
a
ivy,
growing plant?
The ivy you can buy as a 4-inch or a hanging basket growing plant.
Okay.
So you can definitely get that, and we still have some of that in stock. But the holly you can usually buy two ways. You can buy it as a cut, so and you just keep it in a vase with water. And
right.
Sometimes you can pick that up even up at a florist shop right now, too.
Okay, yep.
Or the other way is we have like the little sprigs that they've rooted into a little pot of soil. So you have a little bit of a sprig of holly growing out, and usually it's not, doesn't have berries on it. So you'll see little plastic or artificial berries that have been wired to it to make it look a little bit more authentic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And you can get it in two ways. There's usually a variegated holly, which is a little bit more of a yellow tone to it, or you can get the green holly.
And some of the florist shops or some of the shops, you might be able to find holly just in a bag, right? Mm-hmm. And just some fresh holly in a bag and use it for whatever you're decorating, you're doing. And
very cool. Yeah. Okay. 1-877-332-8255.
My grandson wants to go ice fishing. He's keen on going ice fishing this afternoon.
Yep.
No matter what,
no matter
he's
what,
going.
Gone.
Cold warning or not.
Oh, my goodness.
Does he have a tent or anything like that he can set up? Or
yeah,
he just sits on the ice?
Yeah, there's a little tent and
he's got a little heater.
And
boy.
It's all he can talk about. Like
really?
he just is determined he's going to do this, and yeah, I think he's going to.
Wow!
I might drive out there with my truck and watch him.
Stay warm in the truck. Perfect.
Stay warm in the truck.
Do we have enough? Speaking of staying warm, though, do we have enough snow now that plants are fairly protected? Do you think?
Well, you know what? I went around just the other day. And because there's a bunch of snow around, most of the plants are covered. But I had a couple spots because we had like 80-kilometer winds at the lake. Like it was crazy. And and all that snow that came with it didn't even stay on my driveway. So it was there was only a couple neighbors that I had to help out, but most of them just blew right clear. So I had a couple spots where I had to go and where some hydrangeas were sitting, and I had to take some snow and with my scoop shovel and go throw snow back on top of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they were bare.
Really?
Yeah. So I didn't want that with this kind of temperature. So I went out there and covered them up again.
Yeah, and I have some few places where I have some hostas and some heucheras and some more of those tender perennials. And same thing. I went and threw some snow on them. And I find once you get the snow on them, the snow tends to stay in that area unless it's like bare ground.
The high winds we had recently, mm-hmm. that's where I saw a few places in my yard where the snow got pulled away.
Yeah.
But it was mostly on the lawn.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of okay.
Yeah.
Just be careful because, I mean, some of those drifts where you're getting your snow from, it's blocked, you know, like it's when you pick it up, it's like a block. Don't throw that on top of the plants. So break it all up first and kind of, the fluffy stuff is nice because you can kind of throw it up and it just lands just nicely in amongst the plant.
Right. But yeah, it's like almost like igloo making snow.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You can almost carve it out. It's so packed
some
in from
of it's
the wind.
So packed in from the wind.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, just be careful because you break branches otherwise.
1-877-332-8255. Okay, let's go to a text. We've got a couple of them in, which is great. This is from Daryl. Daryl says, Christmas cactus is not blooming. How much darkness per day do they need? And I'm not sure if he's like if Daryl's referring to that or the because Christmas cactus don't really need the darkness, do they?
They actually do.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah. So 12 to 14 hours of darkness is what's going to sort of start setting it. So once the season starts changing, the Christmas cactus specifically will start to bloom. So the cooler temperatures, so putting it near an area where it's a little bit cooler.
You don't want near a register where it stays warm at nighttime, mm-hmm. right? So especially at nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah. And then you want to, if it's getting too much light, it actually will get more green growth and you won't get the flowers on it. So an east or a north window is best for it, or a bright window that you just pull away from the window a little bit. But if you have it in a room that you keep the light on all the time, it's going to be hard for that plant to reset the blooms. You want to make sure you have it in an area where at nighttime it actually does get dark.
Well, I mean, what Daryl goes on to say is, it doesn't have to be totally dark. It's in a window that gets light from street lights.
It should be fine with that. It depends on how much street light it's getting. But it's not like a poinsettia where it needs complete darkness. But you do need to have a dark period for it. I know some people will even, to reset it, even for a week or so, just even throw a box over top of it at night if you want to.
Okay.
And if you're concerned that that's not happening, or if you've had multiple years where it's not blooming for you, maybe try switching it up a little bit and try that.
Okay.
And throw an extra duvet on the bed and turn the temperature down. At nighttime.
I guess. Watering is the second question. And Daryl says, my wife uses a ceramic watering, one of those things you stick in a wine bottle to water it. The soil is always damp. Is that too much water?
Well, remember, they are a cactus, but they're a tropical cactus, not a desert cactus. So they require a little bit more water than a desert cactus would. And a desert cactus, usually you think of the dew in the morning is usually what waters them. So like misting them works. With this one, I would probably water it more like a tropical plant where you're watering it so the water soaks down a little ways first, and then you allow it to dry out a little bit, and then you water it again. So I would treat it more like a tropical plant that likes to dry out a little bit between waterings. And when I say dry out a little bit, I'm not talking completely. Another thing with fertilizer is you can use a well-balanced fertilizer, a 10-10-10, 14-14-14, 20-20-20, whatever you kind of have in your toolbox, but put it at half strength and use that throughout the season when it's not blooming. As soon as you start getting buds on it, you want to stop your fertilizing.
Okay. This next question is pretty simple and says, where can a person buy a gift certificate for Dutch growers? Do you have to go into the store, or can you get them in like Walmart and other places, anything like that?
You can buy them online at DutchGrowers.com, or if you're in Regina, you can buy them at DutchGrowers.net. So we are two separate stores.
Okay.
So if you're using it in Regina, make sure you buy a Dutch Growers Regina one. And if you're using it in Saskatoon, make sure you buy a Dutch Growers Saskatoon one.
So online is at least easy, but unfortunately, got to go into the store otherwise.
Absolutely.
It is tough to get like gift certificates into big stores.
So. At Dutch Growers Saskatoon, we have a digital copy we can send to you. So you don't even have to have it mailed to you. You can have it instantly for Christmas.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Right. That was the other question, right? Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to be mailed to you. Excellent. Okay. So hope that helps you out. 1-877-332-8255. Can you believe it? We got to go to our next break right now. Already.
Yep.
Flew by. Right now, news update for everybody. And then more to come. We got lots of texts rolling in, which is great. And lots to talk about. I'm Jay with Jill and Rick. This is Garden Talk on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Tries to stop rocking around the Christmas tree. Let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Welcome back to Garden Talk. I'm Jay Thomas with Rick and Jill. Oh, there you go.
I didn't hear you caroling.
I don't know if Rick could carry a tune with a bucket, hey?
That is one of my favorite Christmas songs. I remember that. My grandma had an old record player console in her house, and we used to put on the record, and that song, just even the way it was played, it reminds me of being at grandma's house as kids, and she had a coffee table, and she always had a little apple that with candies in it, and we used to dance around that to that song particularly.
You know, I was just gonna ask, actually, without telling you guys, I was gonna ask, isn't it cool how there's certain songs that bring you back, like they just snap you back right to a place and time, just like that. Or that one for me, you know, as a kid, like you and I, Jill, are close to the same age. And like when we were kids, Home Alone, the movie Home Alone yeah. came out. And that's the scene in the movie where, you know, Kevin McAllister is defending his house and he sets up all the you know, silhouettes in the windows and the mm-hmm. and the bad guys, you know, Marv and they're watching from outside in the van and they got to get out of here because it looks like there's a party going on. Yeah. That's the song that's playing in the movie, right? Yeah,
he's pulling the strings, making the move.
One, you know. Anyways, that's definitely one of the things about that song.
No matter what mood you're in, you can put that song on and you have to have that little bit of nostalgic happiness in
totally.
You.
But there's so many Christmas songs, I think, like that. And it's different for everybody, mm-hmm. right? There's ones you can relate to, maybe like a movie. Mm-hmm. But then, like you said, that moment when you were a kid, it's like a touchstone moment in your mind.
Just brought me right back.
Can go right back to that spot, right? You hear a song.
Such a vivid memory when you hear a song.
I think the thing about Christmas is that it's, you know, so nostalgic in a lot of ways, but also just memory focused. You know, think about how many days go by in the year that we don't even remember what happened in that day, you know, but you think you can remember Christmases really well.
And remember,
you know,
a lot of those songs come around plants.
Well, sure. Right? That too. Yes.
The Christmas tree and the holly. And
yeah. All that too. Yeah, absolutely.
Mistletoe.
1-877-332-8255. Ian sent us a text and wants to know when he's expected to be at the airport to be, Jill's, tag along and servant for her next Florida buying trip. He got his internet certification, he says.
Oh, amazing. Well, I think that that's end of January is when the big show in Florida.
Oh, fun.
Everybody goes down for that one, yeah.
So if there's an Ian just hanging out in the airport, you'll know why, I guess, at that point.
Hey, Ian.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, speaking of which, I don't know if this is the same Ian, but we're going to talk with another Ian who's in Saskatoon right now. Hi, Ian. How are you?
Well, yes, it is.
No, okay. Totally funny.
Piggy Lee song is amazing. It does put you in a great spirit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. It does. Yeah.
Sorry. And as does Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another one.
Anyway, so this is related to your buying trip.
Okay.
So I want to take out all my Mugo pines. Over the years, I've sent you guys some pictures.
Yep.
I let them get too big, and now it's like I have, you know, 2-inch, 2.5-inch stalks at the bottom for the bottom 2 feet.
Yep.
And then, or maybe even 3 feet, and then I've got about a foot of just thick growth at the top. So I would like to take those out.
Yep.
And what I wanted to put in was, I think they're a cedar, like a miniature globe cedar or something?
Yep, yep.
So do they really only get to be about 3 feet tall, or do you have to keep pruning them?
No, that one, it's one that's called Danica. And also the midget Hetz also stays pretty low too. And so those two varieties, and there's also one called teddy bear as well that stay really small. But if you want that 3 feet tall, the Danica or the midget Hetz is probably the two that are really tough for our area. The only time, even the Danica though, I wouldn't put it right up against the south, siding of the house, you know, where the snow melts away.
East facing,
then Danica or that one would work really well, or the midget Hetz.
Okay, and I'd like the top to be, you know, even with the bottom of the windows.
Yep.
And then have a foot away from the house. Okay, thank you.
One thing I'm going to give you a little suggestion too. What some people are doing now is instead of taking those Mugo pines out, they're actually almost bonsaiing them. You know what I mean? They're trimming them up even farther and having little pom-poms and growing this little tiny little cedar at the base of them.
Can they be moved?
No, pretty tough. You can move them, but pines have a stick root system. They don't have a fibrous root system, and they're harder to move, but you can move them, but they're tougher to move.
We had new windows put in, and what happened as well is that when the installers went in between the pine and the house, they kind of sort of butchered the backside.
Yeah,
okay. Not too bad,
Yeah,
so that's one of the reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, and then, so is that something that you have to request you guys to order? Do you keep those in all the time?
We keep those in stock.
Okay, and then the other thing real quick is I had sent you a picture when I was in the McDonald's drive-thru in Stonebridge of a tree. It was an apple, I think, of some sort.
Okay.
Okay.
I wanted. Jill said she has one. I need to take out a lilac that is next year. I'll get it taken out, and it grows up. It's pyramidal, if that's the word.
Yep.
And I think Jill said it doesn't get into the eaves and stuff.
So if it's the more pyramidal, but it could get up into the eaves, is called.
You maybe talk about my purple spire.
The purple or the crab.
Yeah.
The flowering crab.
The crab.
The purple spire will still get a little bit tall, and one of the stays a little shorter is called midnight spire, and it's a darker burgundy leaf.
What I'm wondering, is there any, like, we really like having the birds around, and we're going to miss that one lilac. The birds really did like to just, you know, especially on a hot day, they'd get in that lilac for shade.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, but I was looking at, I went and got a coffee the other day at McDonald's, and I was looking at the branch structure, and it's more like upright rather than a lot of horizontal branches.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that one you'll see, I don't know, there's McDonald's here in Saskatoon at Stonebridge, and they have, and there's a few of them like that. They're called the Purple Spire Flowering Crab.
Okay, that was the name you gave me.
Yeah, that was the name of them.
Is there anything similar that has more horizontal structure for the birds to land their little feet on?
Not that's going to be upright like that. Okay. If you want one that'll still get, you're talking about that'll get wider, is the Courageous, but I mean, it's quite a bit wider. And even the spring snow is a little more upright, but it's still, you couldn't put it up against a building or something like that. It's just too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Unless you have, it's like a two-story house.
Yeah.
Like it'd have to be, mine are pretty tall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you can put anything. I mean, my sister put a regular apple tree right up against the house, but she espaliered it, right? So she basically put some 4x4s up with wires, and she trained the branches to go sideways. Okay, and you can do that with a Courageous flowering crab as well.
It's a very cool European practice, and it looks really neat. We actually have some in our parking lot that we've done with the apple trees and also the pear trees.
Yeah.
But if you look that up, it's called espalier.
Espalier.
And it's very neat if you want to put an apple tree or a fruit tree in a tight space.
There's only 3 feet between her house and the sidewalk, and she has these apple trees planted there, and they're as high as the eave.
Okay. Okay, well, I have some things to look at for the winter.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Ian.
Thanks for the call and the text. All right. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, here we go. You know what? We got to save a couple of texts here. We got one from Jason talking about Christmas cactuses, as well as, I think, ice and driveways and sidewalks. So maybe we'll cover that too, as well. So hang tight. We've got a few more to go through when we get back for our last segment. I'm Jay with Jill and Rick. This is Garden Talk on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
There is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Anybody ever had a green Christmas before? Welcome back to Garden Talk, by the way. I'm Jay with Jill and Rick. You guys ever been in a tropical place for Christmas? Rick?
No.
Always been home. Yeah.
Two or three years ago, we went to Mexico with the family right before Christmas, but we were all home for Christmas.
I was in Florida. I've got family in Florida once. Mm-hmm. We were in Florida for Christmas. Yep. This is back when I was in high school. So a long time ago. But for a while, you know, the first when you get there, you're like, huh, this is weird. Like there's palm trees with lights on them. That looks strange. And, you know, people still buy, you know, displays for their front lawn and jam them into the green grass. It seemed weird, but then I woke up on Christmas morning and just wearing a pair of shorts, not even a shirt, grabbed a cup of coffee, went out on the back deck of my aunt and uncle's house, sat there in the sunshine, and all the weirdness just melted away. It was wonderful. I don't know.
I think I can live with this.
I can handle this. You know, and it was still Christmas. Well, there was still a Christmas tree in the living room with lights and decorations. And
middle of January, I was in British Virgin Islands one time, and then they used for Christmas trees there, because they don't, unless they import them, right? They don't have them.
Yeah.
But they actually use a cactus. There's these cactuses in the hills that grow. They stick out of the hills. They're just, and then they have, you know, I don't know what type of cactus is what, but it goes up pretty tall and then has branches growing horizontally.
Okay.
And they use that as their Christmas tree. They go and cut a cactus down. stick it in their stand. And
kind of a prickly Christmas tree.
Yep.
So that's a fun fact about Rick is we're going to do fun facts about Rick every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Is he has a skipper's license, so he can skipper a sailboat. And so that's what he was doing in the British Virgin.
Oh, house. That's cool. That's fun.
They rented a sailboat and they skippered it.
That's cool. Ah.
That's fun.
I don't really love the darkness. I'm definitely a person that when it's 6 months from now,
yep.
That is my favorite time of the year. You got energy all day. You can mow the lawn at 9 o'clock at night. You know, it's just, I love that. So I'm excited for longer days, but also we're going to be planting right away here.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
We do everything by weeks in the planting world. So week five, which is sort of end of January, beginning of February.
So starting from January 1st, counting out. Okay.
Is when our first shipment of lily bulbs come in. So we'll start planting those up.
Wow.
And so some of my lilies that have a really long time bloom date, we start planting those ones sort of first week of February.
Because
and then,
the main reason, because we want them into bloom in
for Mother's
May,
Day.
For Mother's Day and that, right?
So
that's
I'll time them so that I have maybe like 25 in bloom for Mother's Day so people can see what the blooms look like, and then the rest of them are not blooming and those ones are planted at a later date. So we kind of time them out that way. And then week six is when all of my plugs come in for my hanging baskets. So that's right around the second week in February. And then we start planting up all of our hanging baskets and getting creative and hanging them up in the ceiling, and the heat goes on in the greenhouse and the smell of soil is in the air. Oh, I can't wait.
Won't be long. Let's go to our text line, 1-877-332-8255. This is Rose, which is the perfect name to text a garden line on. I brought my potted rosemary inside. I have it on an east window. The leaves/needles are turning brown and drying out and falling off over half of the plant. Is it going to come back? If so, what do I need to do?
Yeah, you'll probably want to trim it a little bit, but most likely it's not getting enough sunlight.
Yeah.
I would say even adding a grow light, it would be the best option, or if you can move it to a south window. It also doesn't like the coolness. So if it's right next to a window and it's getting that coolness, it will start turning black and dropping its leaves. With rosemary, they are a little bit more drought tolerant plants. So if you're watering it and keeping it moist all the time, it's going to also turn black. So those are the three things, either too cold, not enough light, or you're watering it too much.
And you can get grow lights very affordably now.
Yes.
LED grow lights that work really well at a very, very reasonable price. It's not expensive like it used to be.
And even some that look nice too.
Yeah, exactly.
And with that one, you'd want to keep the grow light about 8 to 10 inches off the top of the plant and prune it often and use those clippings. You can either take the ends off of them and put rooting hormone on them and put them to soil and make new little plants out of them if you want
to. Okay, yeah.
Or just use them in your baking, use them as garnishes in some of your festive drinks. I know rosemary is a really big one for doing that.
For sure.
I know you have a grow light that's almost like a reading lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It comes up and then
it's
goes over.
It's got a telescope on it.
Telescope on it. And, then it has light coming out in different spots along that pole.
Very cool.
So it looks really cool.
Jason's in Merrifield. Just want to let you know, I took my Christmas cactus out for the summer in November, put it into the basement bedroom in the dark for a couple of days.
Absolutely.
Over 200 blossoms on it right now. Wow. Jason,
awesome.
Great job. Nice. Very awesome.
Good
very
job.
Awesome. Yeah. Catherine's in Regina on the text line. There's so much ice on driveways and sidewalks in Regina this year. Can you recommend a good product for dealing with that ice, Rick?
Yeah, there's one that's made in Saskatoon. The same guys, we talk about Groundskeeper fertilizer, right?
Yeah, Ceres Industries.
And they also have ones called, I think it's called Avalanche, and one that's called, what's the other name for the other one? It is called Ice Buster or something like that.
I can't remember off the top of my head. We just looked it up, but...
Ice burner.
And
so there's places that have them, whether it be the garden centers or trying to remember who would all have them.
They're made locally. They're environmentally safe.
Yes.
They're not going to damage your lawn.
Pet friendly. Yeah.
As much as you can be. The trouble with the salt is that it makes everything liquid.
Yes.
And then that's really tough on the dogs, or cats' paws and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But, so that's...
Everything in moderation,
exactly.
Right?
Ice burner and Avalanche are the products that we would recommend for that. Plumeria bonsai under grow lights. It's growing new leaves, but I notice other leaves are starting to yellow a little bit. What kind of moisture does this plant like? This is from one of our texters, Plumeria bonsai.
It likes to dry out between waterings.
Okay.
And it depends on bonsais, because bonsais usually don't have a lot of soil in them and they might have a lot of roots. So depending on how root bound it is, you might need to be watering it more often.
So maybe a little bit more water
but
with that.
You got to check.
Okay. Well, as we sign off, I guess this is our last show before the Christmas.
Yeah. So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry
yes.
Christmas, everyone.
Hope you have a great holiday with lots of food and laughter and friends and family.
Please travel safe.
Yeah. Of course, all that stuff. Yes. Yeah. Find a designated driver if you got to do that sort of thing, of course. That's our.
And make sure you have some warm gear in the car when you're driving.
Yeah, no doubt. But above all, have a great, happy, Merry Christmas. We're going to take off right now. We'll see you same time, same place next weekend. I'm Jay with Jill and Rick. This has been Garden Talk on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.